Break Me, Shake Me, and Watch Me Shine. Written by Christina Curtin, October 21st, 2019. Having two kids, along with one in the oven, I get reminded here and there of what I lacked growing up. I'm not talking about vacations or material things. I'm talking about the shit that really matters, like the feelings of love, acceptance, and safety. As I write more, I reflect more on pieces of my childhood to help me understand what happened, to relate to my parents, and to ultimately move on. For the time in my life that I lived with my parents, I was surrounded by abuse. My mom suffered from bipolar disorder and was also verbally and physically abusive. She would pull my hair when I didn't listen to her because, duh, I was a kid and I didn't want to. But her verbal abuse was far worse. She used to accuse me of sleeping with my father. I honestly don't know yet what this level of crazy-assed mind vomit did to my brain. Had to have some sort of serious impact, right? Back then, it just hurt to hear her say that to me. More than anything, I got defensive. I tried my hardest to convince her that I wasn't doing anything, because I wasn't. Oh, what the fuck? That is just pure insanity. Maybe that's why I spent a good part of my life trying to convince people how good I am. Maybe that's why I am a prude. Adult me now knows this was her disease talking. I know she wasn't equipped to handle me. She honestly should have never had any children. I don't know if birth control was big back then or if she wasn't allowed to use it because my mom's side of the family was religious. Who knows? I do think someone should have slapped some sense and a condom into both my parents. But here I am. On the other end, my dad was physically abusive and an alcoholic. I do remember times when he was playful with me and my brother, but mostly I remember two things. First, night after night of him sitting in a kitchen chair in the middle of the living room floor, listening to Hall & Oates as he drank himself into oblivion. Or, two, him beating us with cutting boards, extension cords, or his favorite, the belt. He would walk up the steps, snapping his belt together to make a cracking noise, as a warning that he was on his way to whip me and my brother with it. A man of drama. I can appreciate that. He did hit us often, probably because we were being fucking assholes, like all kids are. Now, I see that he just wasn't able to handle kids. And to top it off, he married my mother. I sympathize now as an adult. This had to fucking suck. I drink wine to soothe my nerves when Scarlett tests me with her strong will, when Gianna is full-on bitch mode, or when Vince is being a super big dick. I can't imagine dealing with my mother, me, and my brother, who just happens to be a schizophrenic. I wasn't an easy child. I wanted what I wanted, and I didn't ask permission. You couldn't tell me not to do something. I needed to find out the consequences myself, just like Scarlett is now. You can warn about the dangers or the outcomes of doing something, but if we want to do it, we're going to do it. My will has always been strong, I guess. As a parent, that's not easy to deal with. Trust me. When I was a baby, my parents apparently tied me down to my crib because I kept getting up and they wanted to sleep. We've all been there, right? I don't know what methods they've tried before resorting to tying me down, but shit, that would work, huh? I mean, that's horrible, but effective. I totally understand how someone with a few screws loose could shake their baby out of frustration or be pushed to do horrible things like that. I've had those moments being a mother. Those moments where these little fuckers just push and push and you are ready to snap, ready to do whatever to make it all stop. But then I don't, because I love them with my entire being. I would never want them to be in any pain. I am strong enough and I have the mental capacity to stop and never take that step. I stop because I have all my screws. But for those people that don't, I get it. It's a hard fucking thing to raise kids. It tests you constantly. I just happened to test two people that weren't strong enough to handle it, and that's why my childhood was what it was. Does all of this hurt? It used to. My heart used to clench up when I would think about them. It used to be that I would have an immediate reaction to the noise of a belt, the buckle clinking, the way the strap would sound. It felt like my heart curling into a ball to protect itself from the blows. But Scarlett walked in the other day with Vince's belt in her hand, and I waited for that feeling. It didn't come. I was neutral. In that moment, I realized that a piece of me had been released at last, and it's a great fucking feeling. Looking back used to make me angry. It used to make me sad for my childhood and wonder what would have been if I had different parents or stronger parents that were able to handle the messy bundle that was and is me. But just like glow sticks, some of us need to be broken before we can shine. Now I look at what's right in front of me. I made this life. I said fuck you to my environment, and I refuse to accept what life gave me out of the box because I'm a pain in the ass who doesn't listen. Without my childhood, I wouldn't be me. I wouldn't have this innate desire to give my kids what I didn't have. So when I look back now, it's with a level of gratitude because all that didn't break me. It made me stronger. It made me shine. I can't be upset about the past when I have a beautiful future ahead of me with my crazy ass family that tries every damn day to push me over my limit. Good news is, they haven't done it yet.